ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14. The disappearance of Lord Krishna, text number 32 and 33. Eva. Similarly, Anuchara, constant companions, Sore, of Lord Sri Krishna, such as Shrutadeva, Uddhava Adaya, Uddhava and others, Sunanda. Nanda. Sirsanya. Other leaders.
Yea.
All of them.
Cha.
And Anye. Others. Satpata. Liberated souls. Rishabha. The best men. Api. If. Swasti. Doing well. Asate. Are. Sarve. All of them. Ram. Balaram. Krishna. Lord Krishna. Uja Ashraya. Under the protection of. Api. If also. Smaranti. Do remember. Kushalam. Welfare. Ashmakam, about ourselves, Bhadasaurada, bound by eternal friendship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada Ki. Also, Shrutadeva, Uddhava, and others, Nanda, Sananda, and other leaders of liberated souls, who are constant companions of the Lord, are protected by Lord Balaram and Krishna. Are they all doing well in their respective functions? Do they, who are all eternally bound in friendship with us, remember our welfare? Purport. The constant companions of Lord Sri Krishna, such as Uddhava, are all liberated souls, and they descended along with Lord Krishna to this material world to fulfill the mission of the Lord. The Pandavas are also liberated souls who descended along with Lord Krishna to serve Him in His transcendental pastimes on this earth. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.8, the Lord and His eternal associates, who are also liberated souls like the Lord, come down on this earth at certain intervals. The Lord remembers them all, but His associates, although liberated souls, forget due to their being tatastha shakti, or marginal potency of the Lord. That is the difference between the Vishnu tattva and the Jiva tattva. The Jiva tattvas are infinitesimal potential particles of the Lord, and therefore they require the protection of the Lord at all times. And to the eternal servitors of the Lord is pleased to give them all protection at all times. The liberated souls never therefore think themselves as free as the Lord or as powerful as the Lord, but they always seek the protection of the Lord in all circumstances, both in the material world and the spiritual world. This dependence of the liberated soul is constitutional, for the liberated souls are like sparks of a fire that are able to exhibit the glow of fire along with the fire and not independently. Independently, the glow of the sparks is extinguished, although the quality of fire or the glowing is there. Thus, those who give up the protection of the Lord and become so-called lords themselves out of spiritual ignorance come back again to this material world, even after prolonged tapasya of the severest type. That is the verdict of all Vedic literatures. Om Vigyan Kumalandasya Vyananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Kotagal Chalam Pamranam Haite Gurave Namah Kripa Parahum Pande Shigaram Dinatarnam Vansikapa Tirvishya Prasindu Devishya Patitanam Bhavani Vaisnave Guru Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasti Gaur Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. This is one of the symptoms of a devotee, that they are always seeking or under the protection of Krishna. They never think that they are able to protect themselves on their own. They are always seeking the protection of Krishna. And there's a statement in the Uddhava Gita. Here it's mentioned Uddhava, one of the close, constant companions of Krishna, very dear to Krishna. In the Uddhava Gita, Krishna, he spoke to Uddhava, Prapanam Paivamisha, Vrittam Vrittu Graharnavat. He says to Uddhava, this is how we should pray to the deity. So here the deity, God, is telling how to pray to the deity himself. Please protect me when I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. So this is how we should pray. The material world is a very dangerous place. Danger at every step. So we have to pray for protection. This is Maya's kingdom, so there's so much illusion. Very thick illusion, age of Kali. So we have to pray for this protection from Maya. In the beginning of our society, 1966, devotees were joined due to the Shakti of Srila Prabhupada. Many devotees joined. So at one point, someone left the movement. Everybody was shocked. Prabhupada was shocked. Devotees were shocked. So, then a few months later, someone else left. And again, they were shocked. And eventually, Prabhupada said, don't be surprised about those who leave, but be surprised about those who stay. Because this material nature, material energy is very, very heavy. So we have to be very careful. See, the Prabhupada, he told one devotee, he said, when you rise in the morning, you should pray to Krishna. I may die today, or I may die tomorrow. So therefore, help me to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. It's a dangerous place. I was speaking last night, we had a program. And part of the topic in the Ishopanishad was about death. This material world is Mrityu Loka. It's a place of death. So there's that statement, there's danger at every step. We never know when we're going to leave this body. And he mentioned how in America about 600 people die every year just from rolling off their bed. Not only danger at every step, you gotta look out for the rolls. You know? Danger at every roll. So there's, it's a very dangerous place. Horrible. It's a horrible place. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says there's no place for a gentleman. It's not a nice place. Death, old age, disease. Who wants disease? Nobody wants disease, but everybody has disease. It's like as I'm sitting here right now, I have a disease. Eosinophilic esophagitis, which doesn't allow me to speak as much as I would like or sing. So many diseases, thousands of diseases. Nobody wants disease. Nobody wants death. Nobody wants old age. Birth also. Very painful. So we're very fortunate, we're getting an opportunity to leave this world, to take seriously Krishna consciousness and go back to the spiritual world. But to do that, we have to be very, very sincere. There's these six ways of surrender. Anakuryasya sankalpa, pratikuryasya vajra. We have to accept everything favorable for devotional service. And this will help us to be very firmly fixed in devotional service. And there's so many things that are favorable for devotional service. And the most favorable thing for devotional service is to hear. To constantly hear. Shrimpatam svagata Krishna. In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says that Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, the Super Soul in the hearts of all living entities, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire of material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who simply relishes the messages. Krishna. So just see how kind Krishna is. All we have to do is relish the message of Krishna that's given to us in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is so pleased that he'll cleanse the heart. Yeah. This is the internal cleansing. It's like it's a very popular thing now, New Age, inner cleansing. So this is the best way to cleanse the heart, to hear about Krishna. And it's very pleasing, because Krishna is very wonderful. He's amazing. Krishna is so amazing. So beautiful. There's a name about Krishna. Kamtaki means Krishna, he has the best sense of humor. Generally, when people speak of God, you hear of God and other beliefs, God is very grave, he looks very old. But actually Krishna is so beautiful and he's very funny. Everybody is attracted to people that have a sense of humor. So Krishna, he also has the best sense of humor. Just like there's so many comedians on the planet, So where do they get all their ideas from? Krishna. Super soul. So Krishna is very attractive. Therefore his name is Krishna. Bhagavan. He has six opulences. Very beautiful. He's so beautiful that the gopis, they thought of Lord Brahma. It's mentioned in the Nectar Devotion. They thought of Lord Brahma as a dunce. You know, dunce is stupid. He created these eyes with eyelids. We can't see Krishna for that moment. Just like during this class, all of us are going to blink our eyes so many times and we won't even notice. But the gopis noticed. They noticed. Pain to not see Krishna for that fraction of a moment. Krishna is so beautiful. Can't imagine. And he plays his flute. So attractive, his flute playing. At the Ramaswami was mentioned. The moving things, they stop moving. And the non-moving things, they move. Can't imagine. When I'm distributing books, sometimes I show a picture of Krishna. I ask them, you heard of Krishna? Practically every time they say, yeah, I've heard of Krishna. Krishna's very famous. That's another opulence. Krishna's very famous. So I tell them, he plays the flute. He's very good. He's the best flute player. And Krishna is Vrindavana Natabara. He's the best dancer of Vrindavan. Very good dancer. Who's ever heard of God dancing? Huh? Until we came in contact with Krishna, who ever heard of God dancing? But he dances, and he's very good. He's the best. Better than the peacocks. Radharani, she was praising Krishna. No, you dance better than the peacocks. They also must be very good dancers. There was one atheist, Nietzsche. He said, when I hear that God dances, then I'll believe in God. No one ever hears of God dancing. Very good dancer. And there was one instance where somebody wrote on the wall in a train station, God is dead, Nietzsche. And then after Nietzsche passed away, someone wrote, Nietzsche is dead, God. So, can't kill God, some people speculated. Prabhupada went to 26th Second Avenue in New York City, and there was one hipster magazine, and there was an article about Prabhupada, and Swamiji, he's come to let everybody know that God is not dead, God is alive and well. He's doing very good and healthy. Yeah. Krishna doesn't have to take all these health foods, you know, stuff. He's always very beautiful, healthy, sings very nicely also. Krishna has so many qualities. It's mentioned that if one, if the scientists were able to count all the atoms in the universe, that amount of atoms will not amount to the qualities of Krishna. Unlimited qualities. Just amazing. Krishna is so amazing. And of all his qualities, there's one, it's mentioned in the Nectar Devotion, there's one quality that stands above all the others, and that is his compassion. Krishna is so compassionate. So therefore he comes. In many ways he comes. The most compassionate incarnation of Krishna is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to save the most fallen. Kali Yuga is when the most fallen come. So he comes and he gives us the holy name of Krishna. And he gives us his teachings. And he shows himself how to be a devotee. say, before he went to Gaya, he was playing the role of a Mayavada, and he would challenge the devotees. And he was so good, he would defeat them. But then when he went to Gaya, he met his spiritual master, Ishwara Bhore. And then when he went back to Navadvipa, because he had met Ishwara Bhore, his devotee, Lila, came out. And he became the humble servant of all the Vaishnavas. He was washing their clothes and washing the pots, and he was just doing menial servant. He was like a bhakta. And so he played the role well. And then shortly after that, he exhibited his supreme position. Then devotees were able to understand, actually, this is Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he saved the most fallen Muslims and people that were completely neglected, people that had horrible diseases. What was that? Vasudeva, he had leprosy. And people who are lepers, everybody just avoids them completely. But when Lord Chaitanya was visiting Korma Brahmana, Vasudeva, the leper, he heard that he was there. And he went. He had heard the glories of Lord Chaitanya. But when he went there, he heard that Lord Chaitanya had left. And he was lamenting, "I am so sinful. I could not get the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya." So Lord Chaitanya, he's omniscient. So he came back to where Vasudeva was, and he gave his mercy to Vasudeva, the leper. He embraced, imagine this, how compassionate. He had all these sores on his body. There was open sores. He was Vasudeva, this leper. He was such a great devotee that if an insect, a worm, fell off, or there was an open sore, he would pick it up and would put it back. Try to conceive of that, compassion, inconceivable, and it's a very painful disease. So Lord Chaitanya, he knew of this sincere devotee, so he embraced him. And after he embraced him, what happened? Leprosy is finished. He's a very beautiful Vaishnava. And being the great Vaishnava that he was, then he complained to Lord Chaitanya. "Now you've given me this healthy body, beautiful healthy body, now I'm going to become proud. What to do?" Lord Chaitanya said, "You simply chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And you will stay humble. So Lord Chaitanya was very, very compassionate. He was going all over India. He was chanting the holy name. And millions of people were hearing the holy name of Krishna. And they were becoming Vaishnavas just by seeing Lord Chaitanya chanting the holy name. And they would hear the name and see Lord Chaitanya, and they would go back to their village. And just by seeing Lord Chaitanya, hearing the glories of Krishna from Lord Chaitanya, they became such great Vaishnavas. They would go and whole villages would become devotees just by their association. And there was one devotee, he was so impressed with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he just started chanting, "Chaitanya, Chaitanya, 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 just Chaitanya, Chaitanya," just couldn't stop chanting Chaitanya. You know what his name became? Chaitanya Das. He's so absorbed in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was the leader in all of India of Mayavada philosophy. He was the greatest scholar of Mayavada philosophy throughout the whole country. So Lord Chaitanya, what does he do? He gives his mercy. He goes to Jagannath Puri simply to deliver Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he did. He did. He was so merciful that he listened to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 7 days, sat there and listened to him for 7 days. Because he wanted to instruct Lord Chaitanya. But he was a young sannyasi. How old was Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas? 24. Yes. Very young. So he thought, I should give some guidance to this young man. So after speaking for 7 days, he asked Lord Chaitanya, so you haven't asked any question? Is everything clear? I don't understand. Are you understanding everything? Oh yes, I understand everything. But everything you're saying is nonsense. It's all nonsense. All speculation. And then Lord Chaitanya, he spoke about the Vedanta Sutra. He spoke the truth of Vedanta Sutra. After hearing it, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, only God can speak like this. So he surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then shortly after, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he saw the form of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya revealed. This is mercy. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar mosa patita pavana haideya. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the savior of the most fallen. If you search throughout all the universe, you'll not find anyone as fallen as me. So therefore, I deserve your mercy. And just see the Vaishnava, Narottam Das Thakur is such a great Vaishnava, so humble. This is also the quality of a Vaishnava. And Lord Chaitanya also is so humble. Humbly serving all the Vaishnavas. And Krishna also, at the Rajasuya sacrifice. So many devotees, they were doing different services. Like Karna, he was in charge of giving gifts out to everyone. And someone was in charge of receiving gifts, or receiving people. And Bhima was in charge of the kitchen. And anybody remember what Krishna was doing? He was washing the feet of everyone that came. Imagine. Krishna's so humble. It's amazing. This is God. He's very humble. Lord Chaitanya also is so humble. He was serving. He would go and he would serve the Vaishnavas, prasadam. And Lord Chaitanya, he had a big hand. He was very tall. Huge, big hand, he would take a shot. He would serve it out to all the Vaishnavas. Very humble. So, we're very fortunate. All that's being asked is that we take devotional service very seriously. Engage in things that are favorable for devotional service. Reject things that are unfavorable. So many things in this world we have to reject. And the one thing that we have to be very careful of, because this is the age of technology, high tech. Yeah. A lot of Maya going around. Yeah. And we have our computers. Many of us have computers. There's a lot of Maya in there. You have to be very careful. Yeah. A lot of opportunity to forget Krishna. When Prabhupada was on this planet, the devotees took him to one, or to the BTG, or the, excuse me, the BBT office, and they had one. It was telecom, where they could send a message to New York, and they would get the message immediately. Through this. Back then it was high tech. They would type in, and they would get the message. So they showed Prabhupada. And they wrote a letter to New York. Hare Krishna. They wrote a little sentence. They didn't get a response. They sent another letter. And they sent a letter. Prabhupada is standing here right now. Please respond. Then they send back a letter. Jai Srila Prabhupada. We're very enthusiastic to receive you in, you know, 1 week or something. So they were ready. So Prabhupada, he saw that. He wasn't very impressed. So the devotee asked Prabhupada, should we implement this in our centers? He said, no. Because you'll simply do prajapa. So now we have Facebook. I don't think Prabhupada would be very pleased with Facebook. Sometimes I hear devotees spending hours on Facebook. Of course, we can also use it for preaching. But I think about 99% of it is not being used for preaching. Maybe a little bit. We shouldn't waste our time on the internet. Time is very valuable. You can't buy back one moment of time. So we should utilize our time properly, hearing and chanting. And there's one interesting pastime of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One householder was living outside. He went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he asked him, he said, why is it that the brahmacharis who have such nice facilities, such nice opportunity to take to pure devotional service, I don't see them advancing the way I would think that they should in the circumstance that they're in. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, this is because they're eating, they have intestinal worms. And the devotee was surprised. Intestinal worms? He said, yes. They're doing their hearing and their chanting, but at the same time, they have secret bad habits, and they have selfish desires. They're selfish and they have secret bad habits. So we're talking about back in the 1930s, you know, where you can't have much secret bad habits. You know, there was no internet. I mean, what can you do? I don't even think there was movies back then. Maybe there was a few old movies back then, but there wasn't much opportunity for secret bad habits. But now there's like unlimited opportunity for secret bad habits. So we may think, oh, nobody sees what I'm watching or listening to. But Krishna, he sees and he hears everything. There's no secrets for Krishna. Everything is known. He knows each and every one of our little desires. Each and every one of our contaminations, he knows. Kind of scary, isn't it? But he knows. So we have to be careful. There's achar and prachar. There's preaching and there's acting properly. So we have to act properly and we have to also speak this philosophy to others. Sadachar means purified activities. So this is the result of our practicing Krishna consciousness, that our activities become pure. If we're hearing nicely, we're chanting nicely, if everything is going on nicely inside, internally, then what's the result? Externally also everything will be very nice. Everything will be paka. Yeah. Everything will be very nice. So therefore we have to try to absorb this Krishna consciousness. Accepting things favorable, so many things that are favorable for devotional service. There's this verse, Sarasana, Namkirtan, Bhagavatam, Matura Vashri, whatever it should highest him, to associate with devotees. This is the most important. Because by this association, we remember Krishna. Devotee asked Lord Chaitanya, what does it mean to be a devotee? It means to, Lord Chaitanya said, it means to associate with devotees. So this association is very important. The sarvasam, the nam kirtan, chanting the holy name of Krishna. So we have to chant very sincerely. I see Srila Prabhupada said there is a mantra which is more powerful than the Hare Krishna mantra. I'm shocked. Anybody know what that mantra is? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaurava. So devotee asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, if this is the case, then why aren't we chanting the Panchatantra mantra on our beads instead of the Hare Krishna mantra? And Prabhupada said, because Lord Chaitanya told us to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But before we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaurava. So this purifies us so that we can chant Hare Krishna. This Lord Chaitanya is very, very merciful. And the proof of that mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that we're all here. We're before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, Radha and Krishna, Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra. So this is the proof of the mercy. So we have to continue getting this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He wants to give it. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, how can we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Prabhupada said, he's always given his mercy. You just have to accept it. Sometimes we don't accept the mercy. We have other ideas, we still have other attractions. Prabhupada gave a very interesting example in this regard. He said, just like a master of a dog, he's walking his dog. Right? We say that everywhere now. They're walking their dog. And the dog stops and he's smelling something. Right? So the master, he lets him stop and smell whatever it is that he wants to smell. And then he yanks him. He takes him. Alright, come on. Pulls him along. So, it's like that with us. Krishna is our master, but there's things that we want to smell in this material world. We want to try to enjoy some of the material enjoyment in this world. So Krishna says, okay, go ahead. Smell. Smell it a while. And then he yanks him. Alright, come on. That's death. So then we want to smell some other things. Okay, fine, smell it. And then we can yank it. We can yank again. Another body. 8,400,000 different scents that we're trying to smell in this material world. Hopefully, eventually, we'll wake up and understand that it all stinks. All this so-called enjoyment, this pleasure in the material, just stinks. And then we have no attraction anymore. So this is the kindness of Krishna. All right, you want to try to enjoy a card? But best that we not waste time. We should hear it nicely. And the more we hear it nicely, the more we'll understand that we shouldn't waste time in this material world. So-called pleasures of this world. So anaku yashu sankhava, pratiku yashu vartu. Accepting things favorable, rejecting unfavorable things. Accepting Krishna as our only protection. Only Krishna can protect us from the illusory energy. Because although this illusory energy is very powerful, daivi kesa gunam mayi mama maya durati. This divine energy of mine, Krishna says, is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can very easily, he says, cross beyond it. So we have to somehow take shelter of Krishna. Do things that are pleasing to Krishna. Sometimes the things that we are doing are a little austere, but this is good. very good. It's purifying. Austerity means purification. Arvadito yadaris tapasada taki. Nantaravyu yadaris tapasada taki. If one understands that Krishna, or if one worships Krishna, understanding Krishna to be the goal of life, then what is the use of performing austerities? And if one performs austerities and doesn't worship Krishna and understand Krishna to be the goal of life, then what is the use of all the austerities? Antharvahir yari rīs tapasāta tāngi. Nantharvahir yari rīs tapasāta tāngi. And if one sees Krishna everywhere, within and without, then what is the use of performing austerities? And if one performs many austerities and doesn't come to the point of understanding that Krishna is everywhere, within and without, then what is the use of all the austerities? Interesting verse. Huh? So the goal of austerity is to get purification, is to become purified. That's the whole goal of all that we're doing is to get purified. And when we become purified, completely purified, then we're happy. As long as we're contaminated by all the garbage of this world, then we can't be satisfied. If we're in a contaminated state of being, then how can we be happy? If we're in a contaminated place, how can we be happy? It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was living in one village in India, and the whole village caught this horrible disease. I think it was cholera or something. Horrible disease. Imagine. This is a very common thing in India, that whole villages would get diseases. And so how can anybody be happy there? They have to leave. So this whole material world is contaminated with materialism. But although we're in this world, we can be outside of this world. It's like Jesus said, be in this world but not of this world. So we can be here but not here. And therefore it's a devotee, this verse says that one should live in the holy places. So as long as we're living in the holy places, it's not material. Just like this temple here. This Mahaprabhu temple. What's it exactly? Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. So this is not in Melbourne, actually. This is spiritual world. Krishna is here. Jagannath Balaji is about it. She should go anytime. It's not the spirit in the material world. It's an embassy for the spiritual world. So we can make very quick advancement here. Prabhupada, he gives the example. Just like a businessman. A businessman can make money anywhere. But the best place to make business is the stock market. Because that's where all the business is going through. So Prabhupada said, just like you can make advancement anywhere, but the temple, the best place. This is called a transcendental stock market. This is where you get special mercy in the temple. That's why Prabhupada established all these temples, so that people could come here and they could hear about Krishna and live within the temple. It's very nice. Like Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, very compassionate. So the pure devotee is also very compassionate. He came. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He was living nicely in Vrindavan, a holy place. It was a wonderful dham. So much respect was there given to him. He goes to New York City. The Bowery, New York City. Bowery was just like the most horrible place. All these drunkards are there. Prabhupada used to have to walk by all these drunkards. Horrible. So, devotee is also very compassionate. And Prabhupada, he once said that you cannot repay me for what I've given you. I've given you Krishna. So what is more valuable? But if you want to try to repay me, then distribute books. This is how to show our appreciation to Prabhupada. Distribute books. So this is a good time to show our appreciation to Prabhupada this month of December, the Prabhupada Marathon. So, some days left, so please, let's give this mercy out. Let's let everybody know how compassionate, how wonderful Krishna is, how wonderful this pure devotee is. If we do this, we'll make leaps and bounds of advancement in Krishna consciousness by giving this mercy out to others. On that note, is there any question or comment? Yes?
This is meditating on the psychology of the devotee, how when the maggots are falling out of this devotee's skin from the leprosy, the maggots clean the leprosy.
Oh, I don't know, but it's not mentioned that there were maggots. It's mentioned that there was worms, so I don't know what they were, but there was some kind of worm. So they help, actually. Huh?
They clean the wound.
They clean it. Okay. Learn something every day.
But he was lifting those maggots up and putting them back onto the body again.
Yeah.
So a mother would give the breast milk to the child in that love and that detachment. It's quite interesting how the body is totally detached
from the body. Yeah.
He's living in the material world.
Yeah. Quite amazing. Any other question? Yes.
Jack, you were speaking about austerity. I just had a thought. Like back in the days, in the early days of the sun, when our devotees performed so much austerity, we were collecting raising funds to build so many temples for triple bus, different projects, and sacrificing so much. And from your point of view, what do you think, why is it now, some of us, like I speak for myself, become complacent, you know, even though now, in comparison with them, we have so much better facilities. We just have to go out, for example, we don't have to print, we don't have to sacrifice as much, we have so much better comforts. But still, we become complacent, oh, this is hard, this is hard. So how can we overcome that, and what is your vision for the day after
day? Well, one thing is that in the early days of our society, our maintenance was pretty much done by the collection and distribution of BDGs. We were a young society, and we had so many temples, but at that time there weren't many people giving donations, you know, as far as congregation, so it was pretty much completely dependent on devotees going out, distributing books, and bringing in Lakshmi. So it was a necessity. And actually, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to put temples in debt, so they were forced to go out, you know, just to try to get themselves out of debt. That was one of his schemes, to put them in debt, so it was a necessity. So now, there's not so much necessity. Now, temples are pretty much established. Congregation is maintaining temples. So it's not a dire necessity that devotees go out, distribute books, and bring in Lakshmi. So this is one thing. That's pretty much the reason. And when Prabhupada, another main point is that when Prabhupada was here, he expressed very clearly the value of giving Krishna out to others, distributing books. So much so that at one point, all the devotees will go out on book distribution. The pujaris, the manners, everybody, BBT, everybody would go out on book distribution once a week. Everybody. So this is because Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on book distribution. So, unfortunately, many of our leaders after Prabhupada left who were also pushing on book distribution, they unfortunately gave up Krishna consciousness. So that was a big blow to our society, and we're still, in one sense, we're still recovering from that. But so those are some ideas, reasons. But we all know that book distribution is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, and that austerity is very good for the soul. It's very good for us. It helps us become healthy. It's like we take care of our bodies so that we can be healthy. So we should also take care of the soul so that we can be healthy. And the best way to take care of the soul is to go out and give Krishna to others. It's even mentioned that the highest worship that one can perform to the deity is to go out and give knowledge of the deity to these suffering souls in the material world. Pujaris are doing nice service here. Jesus are very beautiful. But the highest service we can do for the deities is to bring Krishna to the conditioned souls. Nothing pleases our deities more than that. Because they're all suffering out there. Material existence. So this is how they can come out of this suffering. This is the loophole out of the wheel of samsara. Krishna consciousness. Okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.